The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Woody Page, Jackie McMullen, Clinton Yates, established, long-standing, personal friends here. We'll get to that in a second. Back. Latest on college football, here it is, the Big 12 schedule. Yes, released this morning, 24 hours after the Big 10 and Pac-12 canceled the fall seasons. Big 12, SEC, ACC moving forward with the intention to play. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby said, reasonable people can disagree. And this happening while Nebraska. And today, Ohio State beginning to voice, if not disagreement, at least reconsideration. Ryan Day of Ohio State talking about Buckeyes asking questions about going out of conference and playing. Clinton, can college football have a season where half the schools don't play for safety, and then the SEC, Big 12, ACC, and Ohio State, Nebraska try to play a season?
Absolutely not, and I don't even think about this on a competition level. I think about this on a leadership level. The energy is too chaotic, everything is too frazzled, and this feels dangerous. To the naked eye, watching different ADs not being able to agree on whether or not they can put things together, whether or not they can manage their schedules, I'm sorry, this is not what I understand leadership to be at the college level. We all know how dangerous this all is. We all know the safety protocols in terms of keeping kids on campus, but playing the games is a different matter. And I just don't think that they're going to be able to pull this off because, hello, look at what's happening right now. I think they're going to try. I think they're going to give it an honest effort. And I don't think it's the right thing to do whatsoever. And I think they know that.
Woody Page, when you hear Ryan Day of Ohio State say maybe we'll play outside of conference, when you hear the infectious disease expert for the ACC say we can mitigate this, what do you think?
I think that nobody really knows. That's what's happening here. The NCAA has sort of just backed away and said, okay, Power Five, you exactly figure out what you want to do. And so we're going different directions. And it's all based, Tony, on financials. It's based on health and safety. It is based, as Clinton said, on leadership and decisions. It's based on politics. It's based on geography. I mean, we notice that the teams that are playing in the South and the ACC and the SEC, they want to continue, but the teams that are in the Midwest and in the West are thinking, in a lot of cases, they don't want to play. And then you've got the Mavericks, like Ohio State and Nebraska. Sure, they can go off and play, but you're part of the conference. You're splintering the conference. Do you really want to do that? If you don't like it, get out of the conference. But wait till next year. Go along with it. And we know that television's involved here. And as I said, there's so much money involved, and that's a major issue in all of this that I think is wrong.
So, do you believe college football could proceed with half the country playing and half the country not playing? And would it be a season, a fair season, a season that you would want to watch, Woody Page?
Not really, to be frank with you. I thought about the Big Ten and the Pac-12. If they indeed play in the spring, they could have a Rose Bowl then and determine the same champion that they did for over 90 years. But in regard to Steve Spurrier, I thought, made a good point yesterday. He said SEC and the ACC can just have four teams and have the national playoff. We really are going to have just a scattered situation all around the country. Is this something I really want to watch? Not at all.
I go to you for my scattered situations, Woody Page. All right, Jackie McMullen, let's bring you in here. Can football have a season where half the country doesn't play for safety and half the country does?
Well, that's why when someone says reasonable people can disagree, but you're talking about medical science here. So I really commend the Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren, because I think when he spoke yesterday and was asked about Nebraska lashing out and talking about going off on their own, I think he hit on it. And what he said was, this is a very emotional time. And it is an emotional time. ADs, chancellors, presidents, they're fearing the pressure of big time college football and those lost revenues. We can certainly all understand and appreciate that. These football coaches This is their life. This is what they do. And these players, they've waited their entire young lives to get to this point. Again, on an emotional level, I understand the frustration, and I understand why they want to say, come on, there's got to be a way to figure this out. But I will say this. I've been pretty adamant regarding the NBA and the bubble and saying that there doesn't need to be an asterisk attached to whoever wins that. I feel the same way about the NHL. If, in fact, in some way, shape, or form, a group or fraction of college football teams want to go out and play this year, not one asterisk, Tony, 20, because that's what it'll be.
Let's go deeper in that. Ohio State, again, Ryan Day, the coach, came out today, talked about the questions we're asking, the same questions Nebraska was asking. I mean, it was first Scott Frost for Nebraska. Then the school released a statement saying we're looking at options here of playing out of conference. And I want to know, what are the ramifications of that, Clinton Yates? Can schools go their own way?
Schools can certainly go their own way, but specifically regarding Nebraska, what do you mention the word maverick? The word I would use is renegade. Look, we're talking about a pandemic here. We're talking about kids that could not only possibly lose their lives, but have the rest of their careers and their just general walking about the earth lives affected. This is dangerous. There is a possibility that this moves to what I'll just call criminal negligence if this goes completely awry. And I know that that's a little bit alarmist, but again, we're talking about lives of kids who are sacrificing their bodies already. I don't like this at all. If Nebraska wants to leave the Big Ten, fine, leave the Big Ten. But don't act like there's some holier-than-thou notion going on here just because the only thing happening in Nebraska is football. We all know what's going on around the country. This is not the good look.
And ramifications, Woody Page, when a team or teams leaves one conference here to play for a fall season this one year, does that break up the conference? What does it do?
Well, it ends up with the Nebraska and Ohio State go searching for teams to play. Directional schools, I guess. Teams from smaller conferences. I mean, you're talking about a half 10 here, not a Big 10 anymore. And I'm disturbed by what athletic directors and coaches are saying. They're not the heads of the universities. Scott Frost, I've known him since he was a kid at Nebraska, playing at Nebraska, and he should have kept his mouth shut, honestly, because he's got a university president. He may be above the president's pay grade, because the coaches are the highest paid state employees in a lot of states, but they should be leaving it to
the scientists. But you say that, Woody. The school released a statement that basically reinforced what Frost had said 24 hours earlier. My question here is, nobody has to be, okay, you can say renegade, you can say maverick, you can think of them as bad guys, but doing due diligence to suss this out to see if we can play a season out of conference. Jackie Mack, are there ramifications to that to a school like Ohio State? Do they have to leave the Big Ten forever? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Well, it's a good question, Tony. And my question is that there's very complicated television deals for all these networks. The Big Ten Network has its own television. These teams all have contracts that they signed regarding television and the revenue that comes from that. So can you just go out and play whoever you want and then call someone up and say, hey, you want to put our game on? I mean, I think it takes a little more planning that. Last time I checked, it's mid-August. It seems a little late for all of this last-minute shuffling to make that work. It takes
when
a
there's
lot of
money
planning
to be made, maybe people make time for that. My wonder here is, we've seen Notre Dame already, of course, they don't have a conference, they're an independent, and they had the contract with NBC all those years, and they had their own national TV schedule. And could Ohio State, could this be prompting them to leave the Big Ten? Could other schools, could you have a team go to CBS, team go to NBC, team go to ESPN, ABC, go to Fox, go to UPN, go to wherever else, and you have nine teams break, and that splinters all the conferences. That's one thing to consider. Another, I want to talk about the players here, players in the Big Ten, players in the Pac-12. Where are they right now? Because many don't believe, I don't want to put words in your mouth, you guys can tell me, a spring season's viable, especially for players who have professional prospects. Justin Fields, SMH, was what he posted. Do you think all players would be in for spring football? And should players have agency to leave school and go play somewhere that maybe is playing, Clinton?
I think they should. I don't think that there's going to be nearly as many people who are interested in spring football as we like to believe. First of all, quickly, let's point out that there's a winter season in between that's going to affect a lot of this, how basketball
college
happens
basketball
or doesn't happen
sports,
on a lot of campuses. But I talked to a guy who plays in the Pac-12, you know, and he said, look, we're staying ready. That's all that we're going to do. I think a lot of guys think that they're going to actually play maybe one or two or three games this season in the fall to the point that they're actually not stopping practice and they're still working out. So, look, I understand that for kids this is a tough situation simply because of the timing. But putting your body at risk in the spring when you think you have a chance for the NFL, I don't think that many guys are going to do it, and I think they'd be smart to make that decision.
Woody Page?
Well, I think that it's important for the NFL to try and at least have a relationship with college football and the college football players. And
you think they're going to push back the draft, Woody? NFL is going to push back the draft?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Why not push back the combine? Why not push back the draft and work with the college teams and the college players that want to come into the league? I what we're hearing about is the XFL may come into play here. The new XFL may try and play this fall if there's no college football. And they may reach out and try and grab as many of these players who don't want to come back for next season. I just think it's a complicated mess, and I believe that the fans generally are in favor of their teams playing, and so that is also figuring into all of this, is that the alumni and the donors all would like for their teams to play. So you've got such a complicated predicament here that I don't know how you're going to work it out when you have conferences going different directions and teams within those conferences saying, we want out.
Back from the player's perspective, though, Jackie, what's the recourse here for a player who wants to play, who's in the Big Ten? Justin Fields, could he go to Georgia, for example?
I don't see how. Of course, everything, this is the Wild West now, I guess, with this pandemic, but I don't see how that's possible. And I think the problem with the spring football, Tony, is we don't even know what's going to happen next week, and now we're supposed to project what's going to happen in March or April or May. I mean, there could be a vaccine by then. I don't know if it would be, if it's going to happen. None of us know. So to try to project out to the spring and tell everybody, well, listen, hang on, because here's how it's going to work, I think that's pure folly. I don't think anyone can do that with any level of confidence.
That'll be the last word. All right, taking our break right here. When we come back, I need a definition for established, long-standing friendship. Okay, I need that to be defined by the NBA a little bit more succinctly. And also Damian Lillard. Well, I mean, Damian Lillard. He's on my top five now for under 6'4 NBA players. Talk about it in 2 minutes.
Around the Horn is brought to you by IKEA. What's your dream? At IKEA, we help you live it.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The race for eight. Look at these standings. These are established, long-standing personal rivalries. Portland, what Damian Lillard is doing and has done. There's urgency and necessity for the team to get in the playoffs, but also there's history. Back-to-back 50s has happened 12 times in league history. 360s in a season, which is what he has now, has only been done by one other player, Wilt. And then what Phoenix is doing and has done. They said they're taking it one game at a time, and then they took another one and another one and another one all the way to 7-0. Start with the race for eight, Jackie. Suss this out for me.
Well, it's exactly what the league had hoped would happen. You have four teams involved down to the final day. Now, Portland's in the driver's seat. If they beat Brooklyn, they're going to be the number eight seed, which is really an incredible feat, not just because of what Dame did, but think about C.J. McCollum playing with a broken vertebrae in his back. You get Nurkic back. You've got Skinny Melo, the story of the bubble in a lot of ways. So they're controlling their future. Here's the thing that I find interesting is just that all teams, four of them are playing teams that are settled. They can rest all their guys. I think that's a little bit of a shame.
Oh, are you saying, so this played out in a way where so many teams were resting guys, it wasn't right. Fair to Phoenix or Memphis?
Well,
what are we talking about?
All these teams, like the other day, Utah had rested four of their guys for whatever reason, yeah. And then San Antonio wins easily. The great thing about Portland was they beat the Mavericks at full strength last night. So
exactly.
That's a cool win.
And they have Lillard doing things. We'll get to Lillard in a second. Let me bring in Woody here on the race for eight. You've been watching it.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to speak from a fan standpoint. I've been really enjoying the Phoenix story and the Portland story, and I think they've been fantastic to watch. I would like to see the two of them end up in a two-game series. That's what I'm really hoping for, but I'll tell you what, whoever gets the Trailblazers, and I think they're going to get in, they're going to have a handful trying to beat them. I could see them knocking
whoever,
off one
it's
of
going to be the Lakers.
Seats.
We know
yeah,
this.
I mean, absolutely.
Portland gets the eight,
yeah.
It's the Lakers.
I think
and
that's
you're
tough.
Now part of an emerging army who thinks Portland can take out the Lakers, the hot hand. For Damian, all right, Woody Page, put it out there. Clint Yates, how about you? The race for eight.
I am wildly impressed with the Blazers, but I'm also not surprised. This is a team that was recently in a conference finals. This is a good basketball team. I don't know why people acted like they forgot about that. I mean, Dame going off is one thing, but, you know, this is a squad that we all know was put together to do well. But as for the Suns, I don't need the Suns to make the playoffs. The Suns have had an absolutely super productive bubble, and I love what Monty Williams has done with this team. And, you know, they're going to get blown out by somebody anyway. The Blazers are the best team. They belong in the playoffs.
Oh, I don't need the Suns to make the playoffs, Clinton Yates said. Well, maybe the Suns need the Suns to make. Maybe Phoenix needs the Suns to make. Take a mute, Clinton Yates. Let's talk about Damian Lillard here because, I mean, he after the loss and the failure against the Clippers and all the fallout that came from back, what are we talking about here? He's in his age 30 season. I love these guys. Guys under 6'4 who can take over the game like him. He's on an all-time list with Steph Curry and Iverson and Chris Paul who can do that.
Cousy.
But what are we talking about here historically? Yes, with Damian Lillard, Jackie Mack.
Well, he's a terrific player, and he's been in a top five MVP balloting for the last 2 to 3 years. It's the same old story, Tony. If your team doesn't win a ton, if you don't go to the finals, sometimes you get overlooked. But I think Dame's made it impossible for anyone to do that. This team has been really, really
fun. You called them your bubble MVP, right? Because now we're giving out bubble MVP awards.
And
over
and
Warren, over Booker.
Yeah, Devin Booker's a close. And James Harden's third. Everybody's forgetting about how good James Harden's been, too.
Nobody's forgetting. It's just that we're watching somebody. Dame Lillard, I mean, what is he doing here? We'll move on. Buy or sell two. Let's get to it. Established, long-standing friendships. Is that what we're calling it? Is that the full quote?
Love that.
Personal
love
friends, yes. It's allowed in the bubble. Quote, any individual the player has not previously met in person or with whom the player has limited in-person interactions, for example, known only through social media, are not allowed. Those are the rules. Also, kids under 32 inches get in free. Who makes the cut for this, Clint Yates?
I love this idea in general of NBA officials and people like scouring social media to figure out who's who, or maybe like the DMV where you've got to show up with documents to like prove your relationship to the person that are notarized. This is ridiculous. I can't imagine what it's like to go through this job. Not fun if you're dealing with who deals with NBA players. Not for me.
Woody Page?
NBA sounds like a Disney character here, Goofy. I just can't understand. If you want to bring in a significant other or a kid or your mother, I think that makes sense. But, I mean, we're talking about tattoo artists. We're talking about hairstylists. I'm going to reach out to J.R. Smith. We've had a long-standing relationship. We used to play golf together, and we're neighbors. I want him to bring me in.
Well, that's very established. That sounds. You can have an established relationship with your tattoo artist, by the way. Jackie Mack, how about you?
Tattoo artists are forbidden, Brady, even if it's your brother, Woody, they can't come in. Here's the thing that I think's weird. They actually have to point out that if you've never met someone except for on social media, they can't come? Like, duh? For real? Of course they can't come. And here's the other thing. Kids under 32 inches, my kids would be out at the age of 3. What if you have tall children? I mean, come on,
that's those are your
fair.
Kids. I would have been walking in 11th grade. That's how short I was. You know, I just thought of a loophole. You meet somebody on social media, but if they're under 32 inches, there you go. You got it in.
Oh, you're clever.
Nice.
Buy or sell three, we go to the Hubble. Oh, the 5 overtime game. That's an established, long-standing personal friendship, don't you think? Braden Point deserves an award, and Columbus and Tampa, you know, to start a series like this, and for Tampa to come back after being swept by Columbus last year, getting this win, what does that mean, Clinton Yates? And did you want to see more? Go for 6, 7, 8 overtimes?
No, I know that all these hockey purists want to talk to me about how clean the game is and how, you know, marvelous it is to see guys skate their faces off all night. Not a fan, y'all. Cut this bad boy off. First round of the playoffs after first overtime. Second round, second overtime. Conference
Wait,
standings,
this wasn't good
three
for
overtimes.
You?
No, this is not good for me. I need shootouts because I like those. They are exciting, and I don't have a problem with them.
Woody Page, was this all right? 5 overtimes?
Clinton, before your father was born, I was covering the National Hockey League, and I saw series that would go into overtimes 3 or 4 times during the series. I think it wears on both teams if you do that again and again, like we saw with that last night. So I do think they need to at least consider the possibility of a shootout, and I would agree with you on that, even in the playoffs, particularly the early rounds.
I thought you guys were going to be all for this. I mean, especially these two teams with the history they have. Jackie Mack, how about you?
I guess I'm one of those boring hockey purists you're talking about, Clinton. And I would clap back at you that the reason you don't want to see those overtimes is because you have the attention span of a gnat. Because you're
that's
so busy and everything 24-7.
Whoa, that's
whoa,
okay.
Whoa.
No, I'm just saying, that's a generational thing. There is nothing more exciting than an overtime game in hockey. It's the most exciting thing in sports.
Okay. So the scoring here, Jackie Mack, that means you're going home right now.
I can live
what
with
was
that.
The rule? Anyone over 74 inches cannot arrive at this showdown. Jackie okay. Mack,
all
say goodbye. Woody Page, Clinton Yates, showdown in 2 minutes.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Woody Page, good luck in showdown. Buffalo tricked out the ballpark to make it work for the Blue Jays, and then a walk-off win in the first game ever. So the question, could Buffalo create an established, long-standing personal home for a baseball team, Clinton?
Absolutely. This ballpark was designed with the intent of somebody potentially moving there for a big league park, and they've done a great job. The Buffalo Blue Jays!
Clinton, just to enlighten you on that, when Miami Marlins and the Colorado Rockies came in the league, Buffalo was the number 3 team. Why don't the Toronto Blue Jays next year play half their games in Buffalo and half in Toronto? Perfect solution.
A hyphenated team name. I'm all here for that. Woody Page, an established long-standing relationship in showdown and FaceTime. Take the time, Woodrow.
Charlie Blackman's being discussed as a potential 400 hitter this year, whether there'll be an asterisk or not. How about this? The guy is hitting 500. What if he hits 500 this year? He went into a mini slump last night. He didn't get a hit and won at bat, but he came back with a double on the next at bat, and he's still hitting 500 through 17 games. 15-game winning streak, hitting streak.
Woody, we were on this. We said this, that maybe this year there'll be 400. I said LeMahieu, he's only hitting 400. Blackman's hitting 500. That's our time for today. Woody's our champion. We'll see you guys tomorrow. You have to be under 32 inches to enjoy that baseball.